Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Much as I enjoy my work as your pastor, I love it when I get home at night. I breathe a sigh of relief. It's about an hour's drive. I feel safe. At home, I know where the bathroom is, and I know where the extra toilet paper is. I love my new kitchen and our perennials. But most important in making me glad to be home is what has happened in my home and what I expect will happen there. I experience love there. At home, I get the support I need to face the world. And when I need it, I get a kick or a poke. After being home a while, I'm ready to go out again into the world. Any building can provide shelter. Preferably a building that is important to us provides safety and warmth, a place to sit and rest, eat, talk, share, a place to work, play, to make things and to make memories. This building is no exception. But this building has an additional purpose: to be the light of God in this place. St. Matthew's, the light on the ridge. This building has the purpose of forming God's people into such bearers of God's light that those who witness our light give glory to God. But for every building, including buildings dedicated to God, there are obstacles that cause the builders to stumble. In our first reading for this dedication Sunday, King Solomon prays to God on the occasion of the dedication of the great temple in Jerusalem. By the time Solomon gets to his prayer, the Ark of the Covenant, that large, decorated box that held the tablets of the Ten Commandments and was believed to hold the presence of God, had already been placed in the Holy of Holies by the high priest. The gold and silver vessels given by Solomon's father, King David, had been carried in. Priests and choirs and congregants had processed in solemn and dignified manner. It was indeed a triumphal day, as is our day. But the triumphal day in 1 Kings came after many troubles. The first trouble came a generation before, when King David asked, "Why should I live in a great palace while the presence of the Lord in the Ark of the Covenant stays in a tent?" You see, King David had determined that he would build a great temple for God. But God would not allow David to build the temple. God had another plan. After Solomon became king, God no longer objected to the building of the temple. And so it was built according to God's time and God's will. In this construction, St. Matthew's faced obstacles too. The first obstacle was coming up with a plan you all would support. There were other building proposals that had been made before St. Matthew's, but none of them received broad support until this one. Another obstacle was coming up with the money. Well, your 3-year fundraising campaign did well. You surpassed the goal of $500,000. And several of you are continuing to make your extra contributions. Thanks be to God for that. And then, when the cautious watchers of the money were expressing worries about the cost, as is right and proper, God provided a large check, $481,000, which the Finance Committee and the Council determined should be well invested, and the additional interest would help to cover the new, larger mortgage. God indeed seemed determined that this construction would get done at this time, in this place, by these people. The Apostle Peter takes the image of the temple built in Zion and compares it to Christ and to Christians. Peter says to his readers, "Come to him who is a living stone." In fact, Christ is the cornerstone. For those who trust in Christ, the living stone, they will experience a strong foundation. But Peter warns, for those who do not trust in Christ, Christ will become a stumbling block, at least a temporary one. For God's will be done. God's will be accomplished. Sometimes through us, sometimes in spite of us. Yes? But God will accomplish God's will. And our part, trusting in God, paying attention to God's pokes and prods, God's word and God's will. Peter called his readers a chosen race, a royal priesthood, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter's readers and us today were called to share the good news of Jesus the Christ. Jesus, who had said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they might see your good works." Yes, do good works. I'm a Lutheran pastor and I said it. Jesus urges his listeners to do good works, but not to get compliments, not to raise yourself up, not to impress God. But any praise for Christians' good works should go directly to God, to God's glory. The community that Jesus lived and died for is a community called to give glory to God, to give credit to God. God is our center, and God's will is our goal. We are to live our trust in God's mighty acts, showing what they mean for us and for everyone. There is a song that expresses this liveliness of church. It's called The Church Song by Jay Beach. And I will be singing it now. Feel free to join in on the verses as it becomes familiar to you. We are the church, the body of our Lord. We are all God's children, and we have been restored. The church is not a building where people go to pray. It's not made out of sticks and stones. It's not made out of clay. We are the church, the body of our Lord. We are all God's children, and we have been restored. The church is not a business, a committee, or a board. It's not a corporation for the business of the Lord. We are the church, the body of our Lord. We are all God's children, and we have been restored. The church, it is the people living out their lives, called, enlightened, sanctified for the work of Jesus Christ. We are the church, the body of our Lord. We are all God's children, and we have been restored. We are the church. We are to offer something different. The grace of God, when people expect punishment and indignity. We are to be light to a world where lies and power are rewarded. We are to be a community called to tell others of God's desire for abundance for everyone, not just for those who already have a lot. We are to be the love of God, the mercy of God, the justice of God, the hope of God. This church building, in one form or another, has stood here for 267 years. For much of that time, the people of this congregation have made sure that a light shines on the steeple. To be a light on the ridge. Now even more light shines forth from our welcome center and the other renovated parts of our church. What a blessing that is. But the church is more than this building. The church is each one of us. May we shine with the light of Christ, even more brightly than the lights of this beautiful building. May we be the light on the ridge. Amen.